We've got three stories here. Woody and I are going to share these real quick. They're all true, and you just have to figure out which one of these three stories happened in the state of Florida. That's the simple nuts and bolts of it, because Florida just consistently is bringing the crazy. Strong. So we want to celebrate that by playing It Happened in Florida. So 844-4WW-SHOW to get through, and Woody's got story number one.
Flying today is such a pleasure, isn't it? Every single step of the way. And that's why when you read the headline in story number one, you realize, gosh, I can't wait to book my next vacation. Headline reads, drunken and unruly Tinkerbell and Bob the Builder removed from flight by police. Just like you would expect.
The usual.
A couple of men, one of them dressed up like Tinkerbell, the other dressed up as Bob the Builder, were removed from a flight. They were going on a little bit of a bachelor party with some buddies and did a bit of booze in there at the airport bar. It has led to people asking for a 2-drink maximum at the airport bars from now on because of incidents like this. They said passengers get there early due to the lines. They start drinking. They drink to excess. The bartenders don't have to worry about them because they're getting on a flight. And yet you delay a flight because you're dressed as Tinkerbell and Bob the Builder. And you're, quote, threatening to cut everybody on the flight. Is it in Florida where you're like, yeah, that's the way to start a bachelor party?
Story number two is about a restaurant that has gotten, in hot water. For selling illegal meat in their tacos. Now, I apologize to those of you that are big fans of tacos. You're going to have to suffer through this. Anybody want to guess what they were selling that was illegal and why in the tacos in this particular restaurant?
Horse
would be a great guess. That sounds normal.
Did you say bald eagle?
Well, I'm thinking about what would be really illegal.
Yeah, bald eagle would be a, you know what? I'm not going to be mad at you. It's a good answer. It's not right. It's not correct. It's something that you'd be less interested in eating, I think, than bald eagle. I think we've all seen a bald eagle and thought, that looks delicious. But this is not something I feel like you'd think was delicious. You want to take one more guess?
Something in the weasel family.
That's another good guess. Nothing in the... I don't know. This is not in the weasel family. Not at all. What I hear you saying is tarantula. I say, what I hear you saying is tarantula. This particular restaurant got busted for selling tarantula tacos. Here's the interesting part. The patrons knew that it was tarantula. This isn't a case of somebody trying to pass off the old story. We've got great ground beef. Oh, my God, it's tarantula. No, they were selling $26 tacos with tarantula as the meat. The reason why they were busted is because it was an endangered tarantula that they were selling in their tacos. Now, you probably have more questions. I cannot answer them yet, but I will when we resolve. My question for you is this Florida? Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with a man who was trying to take care of his raccoon problem.
I saw a raccoon on the way into work today, by the way.
Did you really?
Size of a small horse.
Yeah, I mean, they can be quite the pest. In this particular case, some people would trap them, right? Maybe you put bungee cords on your trash can to keep them out of that. He did it a little bit differently. I saw a raccoon that was giving him some problems, and he threw some gasoline on it and then lit a match.
Oh, that's awful.
That is correct. That's why the neighbors called 911, and the 88-year-old man in story number three is behind bars for setting fire to a raccoon for eating his mangoes.
Surprised you didn't give her the old Chelsea, 7248.
I was thinking about it, but I didn't want to upset
too much.
Frank.
Right. Yeah, there are a lot of people, by the way, who are... Well, there was another Fez line call on that over the weekend.
Really? Too.
Yeah.
Was it in Florida where a man set fire to a raccoon for eating his mangoes? 844-4WW shows how you can get through. Jeff, what do you think? All three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
I'm going to have to go with the Blazing Coon.
Yeah.
Blazing Coon.
That is a fact. Palm Bay, Florida is where the 88-year-old man was like, well, raccoon's been eating my mangoes. I'm going to set them on fire. And everybody in the world went, what? So he is behind bars now.
Story number two, not in this country. Maybe not shockingly after you heard that it was tarantulas and that it was known that it was tarantulas. Mexico, in this place, in this case, is where they were selling tarantula tacos. However, the problem was it was a red rump tarantula.
Mm.
Anybody know that was a thing?
No.
I thought that was only in certain primates when she was in season that the red rump happened.
They knew that they were selling tarantula tacos, which I guess is okay, but they didn't realize that it was the red rump tarantula, which is a protected species. And so they, came into some trouble with the Mexican authorities. $26, by the way, is what they were selling a tarantula taco for.
So
not only
taco.
Are you eating a tarantula, but you're paying $26 to do it.
Right.
And not even in this country, but the drunken Tinkerbell and Bob the Builder were removed from a Ryanair flight in London, England. They are calling for a 2-drink maximum at all London airports.
We've got some Fez line calls that we need to address. Our voicemail always fills up over the weekend, and we'll get into a couple of those. You're always welcome at 704-FEZ-3200.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.